No. You mean nailed to the frame?
Yeah.
It's a cover.
You wouldn't use word like weatherboards or...
Yeah, that's...
Or what about clapboards? Would you use that term?
Well, I heard that from my father, but I never used any, never saw any. I mean, I've seen them, but had them just pointed out to me, but never used them.
So clapboard would have been your father's term, and weatherboard is maybe a term that you might use.
Yeah.
Okay. Up on top of the house to keep the rain out, you've got...
Ridge rail?
Well, really obviously, you've got...
The roof?
Yeah. Okay. And then at the side of the roof, you've got things that catch the water to keep it from just going off. What do you call those things?
Gutters.
Okay. Do you have any other terms for those?
Can't think of any. Okay. They call them downspouts when they get to the corner, I know that.
The years ago, before you had the steel ones, or aluminum ones or whatever they're made of, when you had wooden, would you call them anything else? Or?
No.
Okay. The if you have a
eavesdrop.
Well, you have heard terms eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was, that was one of the things I was looking for. If you have a farm, obviously you've got a bunch of different buildings on them. Let me ask real quick about those. The you have an outbuilding where you keep tools and things like that. What would that be?
Shop, tool shed.
How about if you have, before you had indoor plumbing, there was another little building out there, what do you call that?
Outhouse, back house.
Is there any term that
toilet.
You could, which of those would be the polite term, if you wanted to?
Well, I suppose you'd say toilet.
Okay. The big building on a farm is the...
barn.
Okay. a lot of times in the field, when you're raising corn, you see... all kinds of these buildings that are open that you store the corn in.
Crib.
Or the whole
granary.
Okay. What did you call the upper part of the barn?
Hay loft, hay mow.
You use either term? Okay. Did you ever store hay on the anyplace else other than the top of the barn?
Yeah, stored it on the ground.
What would you call that place there when it was on the ground?
Haystack.
Okay. That would be in the barn or in the field?
In the field.
In the field. You never stored it in the barn on the ground?
Yeah, we stored it in the barn. I mean, in another building on the ground. I had a round roof building and I always started on the ground on up with.
Would you have a word like ground mow or anything like that for that? Or
no.
You wouldn't have? Okay. A collection of hay that's smaller than a hay stack, we might call a hay...
shock.
Okay.
Hay doodle.
A hay doodle? Okay. The, would you have any, word for a barn that's designed for cattle?
Dairy barn. Cattle barn.
Okay. How about, the shelter that, on a smallish farm you'd keep the hogs in?
Hog barn.
Okay. If it's smaller than a barn, maybe just got 10, 12 hogs, you'd have a...
That'd be a lot of times you run with a company name that designed it, like the ones our house, Smedley House. And then it'd be an A-frame.
Would you call it the what about the shelter where the pigs stayed, or the enclosure where they stayed?
That'd be a pig pen.
Pig pen? You wouldn't have anything like hog house or anything like that for the shelter?
Well, I understood you to go smaller than a hog house. That's the reason I gave you the one sow by the name. A-frame is one type of one sow house, and the Smedley is a commercial house.